Well, as you've been hearing, the leading Democrats running for mayor had their final debate last night, and with just a week before the primary, they all took turns going after frontrunner Bill de Blasio. A poll out yesterday put the public advocate further ahead of the pack at 43%. With us now to get an update on what's going on today in politics is New York Times columnist Michael Powell. Good morning, Michael.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. So, you know, Bill de Blasio seems to be on a roll. There was that great picture on the New York Times front page of him and his family dancing at the West Indian American Day Parade. And the latest Quinnipiac poll, which has him leading and potentially avoiding a runoff. How do you think he held up during the debate?
I thought he did pretty well. I mean, they were going after him hammer and tong and from all sides. And, I think he parried reasonably well. I mean, look, they raised some real questions. In other words, I mean, he criticizes term limits and Christine Quinn for having engineered a third term. On the other hand, he had himself once opposed the end of term limits. So there's a number of and similarly on member items in the city council, he had once taken them, now wants to away with them. So there's a little bit of a that was then, this is now aspect to his career, and they really zeroed in on that. But I think overall, I think it struck me that he kind of held serve, as they say.
You mentioned term limits, and the other candidates and also the moderators tried repeatedly to nail him down on that issue. Is there any evidence that this is an issue that gains traction with voters?
Well, no. I mean, if you look at the most recent polls, it would suggest that no, that in fact a growing number of voters are coming to his side, albeit I think that poll might have been a little bit too optimistic. So, I don't think there's any real sign. But, I mean, I think, in fairness to his opponents, I think they did point to a vulnerability in his attack on term limits. Because, after all, when he was trying to head the city council competing against Quinn, he was going around telling people, if you vote for me, I'll get rid of term limits. Well, 4 years later, he emerges as sort of the hero opposing that. And I think, that's certainly fair game in the political arena.
Just a few months ago, perhaps no one would have guessed that Christine Quinn would be playing catch up at this point in the race. What did you think of her debate performance?
I thought she did well for what she needed to need. I thought she did well. Whether it was what she needed, I don't know, because her implosion, again, you always have to sort of hedge here because these are polls and you don't know for sure what's actually happening. But it certainly would appear that she's bleeding badly right now. But, I mean, she's, sort of steadily declining in kind of poll after poll. And whether or not she was able to reverse that last night, I think is very much open the question, but I thought she handled herself well. Look, when she's not overpackaged, which I think has happened to her in past debates, she's a good, adept politician. She knows how to speak on her feet and is a fairly quick wit. And I think you saw that last night.
The whole debate was actually an hour and a half last night, but only the first hour of it was broadcast. The last 30 minutes was just online. Were there any key moments from that last 30 minutes that you think voters missed out on?
No, I think it was very depressing that NBC couldn't see fit to do its public duty and keep a debate on for an hour and a half. That said, I think that if you were the voter who saw that first hour, you more or less saw what was going on in the debate. I mean, there was more of these kind of lightning rounds where they have yes and no or 10 seconds to answer things, and I'm not sure that much emerges from that, save reporters trying to talk over candidates.
And Michael, very briefly to wrap up, Rosh Hashanah is beginning tonight and could put campaigning on hold. What can the candidates do in the precious little time that they have before next Tuesday?
I think you're going to see a fair amount. My guess is you're going to see a fair amount of television now, because it's a gigantic city, as one is reminded every time you go out there with these candidates. And it seems to me that right now they're going to try to kind of hone down on their message. I think you're going to see a lot of attacks on de Blasio, a lot of attempt to pull him under the 40% so that there's a runoff. and that runoff presumably would involve either Thompson or Quinn. And I think that you're going to see a lot of television, and I would suspect you're going to see a fair amount of negative campaigning.
Michael Powell is a columnist with the New York Times. You can follow him on Twitter at PowellNYT. Thanks so much, Michael.
Thank you.
And to keep up with all the candidates, check out our mayor tracker at WNYC.